Hello, my name is Gordy Tyson. I'm an assistant coach on the baseball team here at Newberry College, and I am the pitching coach, and this is my first year here. The Sermon on the Mount, Jesus and the Beatitudes. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. I learned about the Beatitudes while growing up in Catholic schools a long time ago. When we are young, we may remember the words and phrases that are repeated to us over and over, but for most of us, at some point we learn to understand what those words mean, and more specifically, what they mean for us. I remember thinking that Jesus was telling us that the kingdom of heaven wasn't just for some, but for everyone, even the poor in spirit. He said to his followers that day that they are the light of the world. Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." Jesus was born on this earth and certainly was the light of the world. Because we are also sons and daughters of God, we are also the light of the world. Since we are all brothers and sisters in the eyes of Jesus, we are all the light of the world. In this physical world, the sun provides light and warmth for all living creatures on our earth. When nightfall arrives, it doesn't mean the sun is gone. When the sun sits behind the clouds on an overcast day, the sun is still there, we just can't see it. In the same way, when our lives are disrupted by anything that causes us pain, or leads to loneliness and depression, or brings us challenges that may seem unbearable, we may not see God, and we may not always be listening to the words Jesus spoke at the Sermon on the Mount, or anywhere else, but Jesus is right there with us. He never leaves our sides. He has always loved us and has us first in his heart. Because we are sons and daughters of God, we are all connected. We were connected in spirit even before we became connected here at Newberry. When we need to, we walk on the same dirt and breathe the same air. We are all connected, even if we don't know each other on a first-name basis. When we try, we can feel those connections, feel the light of the world shining on us, sometimes coming from those around us. God often sends us light and love through the people we see in the course of our daily lives. We are not just sons and daughters of God, but also God is always with us. He is part of us, and thus we are a part of him and his kingdom. He put us on this earth together for so many wondrous reasons. Our world today needs peacemakers. We can be peacemakers on a broad scale and help to make the world or our community a safer, better place. Or we can live our daily lives making others we interact with daily feel safe and at peace. The 40 days of Lent gives us an opportunity to appreciate the 40 days Jesus spent alone in the desert. He chose to suffer and die for us so that we may inherit the earth, become the light of the world, and become the sons and daughters of God. Jesus, please help us use your living example of love and peace so that our lights may shine like yours does and may help bring peace to our brothers and sisters and the world. Thank you.